The following show is a paid program. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the management and staff of KAY 11 10 AM.
Don't let your body get sick and run down. Come to Alive and Well. 340 Honda Highway now. Come to Alive and Well. Expert nutritional counseling is free. All at Alive and Well.
Price.
The best advice. A huge selection, sports nutrition, herbs, proteins, and vitamins. Health foods, organic, grocery too. All at Alive and Well. Super great price, the best advice. You'll love Alive and Well.
Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today, folks, because we've got an exciting show for you. Some new information, some rehash of some other stuff, but here we are, and here we go.
And we're nutrition specialists with over 40 years' experience in the field of alternative health therapies.
40 years,
oy vey.
How about 50?
That's conservative. Oh, let's not get too much with numbers, okay? And also the proud and happy owners of the wondrous Alive and Well miraculous formulas and variety you can't get anywhere else, along with our wonderful son Darren Jones and we're the proud and happy owners of the Broth Cafe at Alive and Well, which is I consider a true godsend. The Broth Cafe, a magnificent chef, and all the wonderful people that are there,
the organic food
and the local organic Maui farmers. This is an interaction and a love relationship. Mm-hmm. Every day, they're phenomenal organic produce. That's what we have. And the Vortex Power Water, which
you got
to
get
totally,
Vortex, folks.
Oh, Vortex, you, and everything in that cafe is made with
If you don't know being Vortex, what Vortex is feels like, you got to come to Alive and Well and
That's
get
right.
a fresh sample of Vortex water. And every dish prepared in the broth cafe is prepared with Vortex water.
Highly oxygenated, only in glass, no plastic, no phthalates, none of those toxic chemicals that have been proven to be so toxic to the environment and also to you and your loved ones. None of that exists in the Vortex. 99.9999, free of any kind of chemical or toxin. Beautiful, loads of oxygen and rejuvenation. And don't forget the awesome glow juices that are there, only in glass. High concentration of 100% certified local organic juices.
Go okay? with the glow, folks.
Go with the glow. Dennis and I are green juice nuts. We have the glow greens every single day, and just there's such a detoxification, you know. And remember that wonderful nutrition, fabulous nutritionist from Hippocrates Health Institute.
In Florida, right?
Yes, that's right. And all the large groups of people that she worked with can't make claims, but she had so many reports about the intensive organic green juices and what they did to detoxify and help the body fight off cancer and other serious illnesses.
Every time.
That was really wonderful. So
what
really
you put
great.
In is what you get, folks. Put in your mouth the good stuff and you get good health.
And that's, you know, interesting that you just said that, because I think about how many reports we have. And again, we can't make claims. Dennis and I don't put people on medications or take them off medications. Doctor's area is strictly sharing great information.
And I'm not a doctor, and
not
neither is Mona. Okay?
Not a doctor, no, not
but
a doctor.
But we are reporters of good health.
That is exactly right. And interesting to me that, you never see anything. This has been on all week long on so many different stations. Lawyers don't take on what's called a class action lawsuit unless they have big foundation for what they have to say and many thousands that have suffered the side effects of the different
and
drugs.
And they've thoroughly researched the legality of doing this,
That's
okay,
right.
before they ever go forth with it.
Yes.
So go ahead with this article.
Well, it's just that it was horrific, just horrific, because they've been saying, and even again just before we came here, that Zantac, the over-the-counter heartburn meds, Zantac, and they showed all the pictures of Zantac, and ranitidine, the over-the-counter heartburn meds, they say have a proven causative agent of many forms of cancer, that these medications have been, and they had all the list. there were so many liver, pancreatic, ovarian, all kinds of cancers were listed there as being caused by the agents in those in the what they called Zantac or ranitidine. I'm not saying it. That's a class action lawsuit. And then, could you just say briefly, you know, we've talked so long, way before we knew any of that, we knew other side effects of heartburn meds. And we said, you need to be digesting your food, then you won't get that acid reflux, you won't get the gas when you digest properly. That's why we had the top enzymologists put together Super Digestizyme.
Super Digestizyme does exactly what Mona said. It helps digest your food. Because, folks, you're not 18 your whole life. Okay. People from birth on up to 18, 20 years of age have excellent hydrochloric acid presence in their gut, in their stomach, and throughout their digestive system, helping to deliver the nutrients where they belong. But like everything else in life, there's a long downslope after the age of 27 or 30 years of age. The digestive efficiency isn't so efficient anymore. And all the statistics show that by the time you're 50 years old, most people have insufficient digestion. Now, that means not just heartburn. You may not have heartburn. You may not have any other obvious symptoms of maldigestion, but you don't have the efficiency of digestion to absorb the amount of nutrients your body needs from the food.
And when you can't digest, you get the acid reflux and all the other things. You need the right forms of acid, and you need the right type of enzyme in upper and lower GI tract, correct?
That's right.
That's right. And we even get younger people to
But
then,
there's something else to consider.
Yes, go right ahead.
The mechanics of the whole thing.
Yes, I get it.
When you're young, high hydrochloric acid levels stimulate the sphincter at the bottom of your esophagus to squeeze tight between swallows so that acid doesn't come up your esophagus and gives you throat cancer. But as you get on in years, the volatility and the quantity of hydrochloric acid diminishes, and it doesn't stimulate the sphincter to close tight between swallows anymore. So what does the acid do? You guessed it. It comes right up your esophagus.
Right.
And you do it does lead to degeneration of the entire esophagus and throat cancer and loss of voice. However, the answer is not by taking an antacid drug.
Which has all this cancer-causing side effects that these lawyers have been saying.
Which all holistic physicians say time and time and time ad nauseum. The idea is to increase the efficiency of digestion, to reestablish the proper closing of the sphincter at the bottom of your esophagus. And what does that? The proper amount of hydrochloric acid. This stimulates the sphincter to close tight, and the acid doesn't come up your esophagus, and the acid then digests your food more efficiently than when you were 20 years old, and you don't get all the other complicating putrefactive bacteria that also grow up in your intestines when you don't have the
and
acid.
And remember, it's not just the hydrochloric acid, it's also the terrific natural vegan enzymes that are really highly present to digest all the different aspects of the food so that you don't have damage to the gastrointestinal tract, and so you don't allow the putrefactive bacteria. That's an important point that we learned many years ago. When food is undigested, the undigested food supports the rise of putrefactive bacteria, viruses, etc., that can not only give off gas and bloating, but damage the intestinal tract.
And they lead to leaky gut syndrome and all kinds of colon cancers and other digestive upsets.
Right.
So the idea is, like everything in holistic health and health building, give your body the raw materials it needs to really maintain, to create and maintain the proper balance of all the nutrients and the proper chemical composition of every cell in your body.
Right. And speaking of raw materials, you know, and I know
but
that
that's
this
what
has been
Super Digestizyme does.
Yes,
okay.
It does. It does it brilliantly and wonderfully without any side effects or any chemicals or anything like that.
And people say, oh, I don't want to get acid. I'm alkaline now. I want to be alkaline. Can't have acid. Well, acid is a very important component. And without the proper amount of acid and the digestive enzyme combination, then you are too alkaline and you don't digest your food at all.
And speaking of other things that happen, this is so well known, and but it's a joy. Well, this charming, charming lady at menopause time, and she said she was the happiest. She said all her severe menopausal hot flashes, sweats, and miseries, her words, were gone within 2 weeks, with the Happy PMS Natural Progesterone Cream, leader in U.S., and the Natural Estriol Cream. She feels so wonderful, she said, that she's telling all of her friends and sending them in to get it. Remembering that we don't make those hormones by the early 40s, plants do, and it's an extract, biochemically, perfectly, exactly, no chemical, exactly what we made, and just as the doctors list there, no chemicals added, even the natural estriol, which is what we made, is anti-cancer. It's recommended even for women who've had breast cancer. It gives vaginal strength and health and restores it to normal, prevents the bladder, the urinary incontinence, a whole host of, and hot flashes, etc., and the natural Happy PMS progesterone cream in all forms builds the bones, without which the bone-building cells can't build bones. It reverses and helps to prevent, as Dr. Lee, Dr. Oz, and other leading ones, Dr. Niels Larson, OBGYN, head of Mount Sinai in New York. Just amazing, all the different things that natural progesterone could do, builds myelin sheaths. We knew that many years ago.
And brain. Do not forget the brain.
And it's anti-aging. You want to talk anti-aging and mood enhancing? That's right.
It helps with neurotransmitter activity in the brain.
That's right. And the important thing to realize, too, is just as the leading doctors, including the television and Dr. John Lee and all, they have nothing to gain from this. But what just as they've all said, it has to be you, and this is the exact translation. It has to, not translation, verbatim. It has to be used transdermally through the skin because, as the doctors say and have proved, taken by mouth, the liver inactivates it in minutes. It has to be used. It's a cream through the skin. Beautiful for your skin.
And when you put it on the skin, the red, as Dr. Lee said so many times, the red blood cells pick it up immediately and deliver it through your entire body, your entire anatomy, from your forehead, face, neck, chest, breast, belly, wherever it is, through every cell in your body, down to your little toe. Everything is normalized. Again, it's a major anti-inflammatory.
That's right.
Okay.
Right.
And it gives emotional stability.
Oh, yes. And the other thing that was proven many, 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 many years ago and saved me a zillion other people was that the natural progesterone fills receptor sites in breast, endometrial, and ovarian tissue. And here's the exact quote. And doesn't allow the hyperstimulation of toxic estrogens, which can be environmental and many other ways, okay? And doesn't allow the growth, the abnormal growth of growth in those tissues. And I had for years, I was in my 40s, and I had for years lumps all through my breast. They kept wanting to amputate. They said, we have to amputate. You're going to get the worst form of breast cancer, and you are going to die. And thankfully, we worked with a top nutritionist in Florida at the time who made me aware of the wonderful natural progesterone cream and said, listen to what Dr. Lee wrote about it. Listen to what we know about it, Mona. Here, read this. Put this on. So after I'd had that situation for more than 20 years, I put that cream on my breast, the natural progesterone, and all the lumps, I can't make that claim. I'm telling you my experience.
Well, a woman
gone
told me,
within 2 months, completely normal, and have been all these years. I use it all the time.
A woman told me a couple of weeks ago, a month ago, that she was under doctor's supervision for her postmenopausal hormone balance. And he'd been giving her estradiol, the synthetic estrogen.
Gosh. And the strong, a cancer-causing estrogen.
And she started getting lumps in her breasts and tenderness and soreness. And he says, you're developing cancer. But he didn't take her off the estradiol.
Unbelievable.
She then presented the information to him that she didn't want to take estradiol anymore. And he said, well, you're making a big mistake. Okay? He's creating the cancer. Then we do what? Well, cancer therapy, which is what? Lumpectomy, breast removal, or the whole nine yards.
The whole yards.
And the emotional turmoil she was still going through using the wrong form of estrogen.
That's right. That's a highly stimulating and toxic and synthetic of estrogen that causes those kinds of growths.
That's right.
And, gosh, let's learn the truth. Let's learn the truth and apply that, okay? Giving life instead of death.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You know, Dan, what's always thrilling to me, knowing how I use the natural pain power and didn't have to have knee transplants, and my daughter used it and didn't have to have a hip transplant.
Your daughter?
Our daughter.
Our daughter. Okay.
Sorry, Gary didn't even interrupt me on that one. Well, she came from me. I know part of it came from you, but the rest came from me, Dan. Well, that, we have to recognize that. Otherwise, you're a sexist.
You were a you did a wonderful job, but the spark of the whole thing came from.
Oy vey. Okay. Enough. Where was I?
You were pregnant with Rachel.
And thankfully, she had a magnificent Broadway career in musical and was going to lose that because of Bone on Bone. And they told her, you have to quit the show. The most you'll be able to do is walk with a walker, or you'll be in a wheelchair, family history. And she was distraught. I said, use the natural pain power, Rachel. I'm sending it to you. And within a week, she was perfectly fine and finished the next year and a half of Pippin, didn't have to give them notice, did a whole host of Broadway shows, and then won the Tony and the Grammy for Dear Evan Hansen. And has been fine for years, with the wondrous pain power. Now, pain power, the systemic enzymes, terrific, that eat up inflammation, and the wonderful Boswellia, which is the frankincense, the ancient Mother Mary story and the whole thing and how it's been used for thousands of years for pain. And talk briefly about this amazing thing, because we have an article of the new studies here on curcumin, the active ingredient in turmeric, which is in pain power in a very active form.
Turmeric has been renowned for thousands of years as a menu delight, delicious addition to Middle Eastern foods. But it also has a long history in Ayurvedic medicine as being relieving of pain and reducing inflammation. But what is really important, the turmeric is good, but the extract of turmeric is called curcumin. And curcumin is 2,000 times more effective in reducing inflammation and pain than is turmeric. Well, guess what the main ingredient of pain power is? You guessed it. It's curcumin. Curcumin and other enzymes, natokinase and serratiopeptidase, a host of different enzyme combinations along with curcumin to reduce inflammation. And as you may have heard ad nauseum, perhaps on this show, that inflammation, as reported by the medical authorities around the world, excessive inflammation is the cause, the germinating concept of all disease emanates from excessive inflammation. And pain power puts the cold water on the inflammation, reducing the stress, reducing the pain, reducing all the beginnings, cutting off at the beginning, or even repairing an extended pain situations, all the reducing the inflammation and thus the pain.
And you know, because this has been so in the news about curcumin, I want you to mention too, and I'll share the read with Dennis on this new studies and all, that curcumin, when it's combined with a black pepper extract called bioperine, is that correct?
Piperine.
It makes it thousands of times more effectively absorbed and more effective. That's a world of difference, which is in the pain power, making sure that this is a super high absorption. And here are the doctor's reports. Okay, speaking generally, they're saying turmeric is one of the most thoroughly researched plants in existence today. Its medicinal properties and components, curcumin, have been the subject of over 12,000 peer-reviewed and published biomedical studies. In fact, here they're quoting, a 5-year-long research project on this sacred plant has revealed over 800 potential preventive and therapeutic applications, as well as 250 distinct beneficial physiological, that's physical, effects. And this study goes back to 1999. Study published in the journal Phytotherapy Research found that the primary polyphenol in turmeric, the pigment, the saffron-colored pigment known as curcumin, worked favorably in the management of chronic anterior uveitis. I didn't know this. And inflammatory eye disease. That's news to me. I'm learning every day. The study published in the journal found that curcumin has antiplatelet and prostacyclin modulating effects, indicating it would have value in patients prone to vascular thrombosis, that's vein clotting, and requiring antiarthritis therapy. Now, here's this one going back. Anti-inflammatory drugs. A 2004 study medical study published in the journal Oncogene, O-N-C-O-G-E-N-E, found that curcumin was an effective alternative to all the drugs, aspirin, ibuprofen, Sulindac, phenylbutazone, naproxen, indium, on, and tamoxifen in exerting anti-inflammatory and anti-proliferative activity against tumor cells with zero side effects. Keep reading, Mr. Jones.
All right, baby. Then there's a 2007 study published in the International Journal of Cancer, found that curcumin compares favorably with oxaliplatin.
Oh, you can't pronounce it? Well, that's a new one. That's a first.
Oxaliplatin.
All right.
Okay.
That's why I gave it to you.
That's right. Okay.
You pronounce better than I do. Okay.
It's an anti-proliferative agent in the colorectal cell lines. A 2009 study published in the journal Biochemistry and Biophysical Research Community explored how curcumin is valuable in treating diabetes, finding it activates the AMPK, which increases glucose uptake, and suppresses glucuronic gene expression.
I didn't know that. Did you? Did you know that it was even helpful for in diabetes?
I did.
Oh, you knew it. You're just trying to say that.
Of course.
You didn't.
But I did know it.
Nah.
Because diabetes, again, is an excessive inflammatory reaction to the utilization of sugar.
That's okay? Right. Can I interrupt you one second? Why is it that, is this true of all guys and gals? Are we always, you know, we're always like the two guy, we're the two inside a net, you know, or inside a ring fighting each other. We gotta prove superior on this one. We always got to fight on all issues and everything. Is that part of the basic thing of,
I think it
of
is.
A male and female?
I think it's primarily female.
Oh, we're the fighters, right?
Yeah, you're the
Gary
one.
Never shuts your mic off.
You're always the one who's
I don't understand.
No, he's my friend.
But he never shuts
your
mic off.
You're always the one who's complaining. That's why it's so irritating.
Because you're kicking me in the shins all the time. Maybe that's it. Go ahead. I'll let him talk
right,
now.
To,
I know our friends want
here,
him to
folks.
Talk.
We're going to get to some scientific stuff.
Go on.
Let me go back to the top of this paragraph. A 2009 study published in the journal Biochemistry and Biophysical Research Community explored how curcumin is valuable in treating diabetes, finding that it activates the AMPK, which increases glucose uptake and suppresses gluconeogenic gene expression, which suppresses glucose production in the liver in hepatoma cells. Interestingly, they found curcumin to be 500 to 100,000 times more effective in the form known as, tetrahydrocurcuminoids, more potent than diabetes drugs, metformin, in activating the AMPK and its downstream target, acetyl coenzyme A carboxylase.
Wow, a lot of big words, but still, look how effective and how effective the
controlling
active
controlling blood sugar.
And just one of its honey. I mean, talk about what is it that, you know, again, the theater, a triple threat, or you can do everything, you know, you can sing, you can dance, you can act, you can do everything.
Well, that's enough about my former career, but let's go on with
right. My career too, Dan. mine.
Okay, another way in which, getting back to the science, folks. Another way in which turmeric and its components reveal their remarkable therapeutic properties is in research on drug-resistant and multi-drug-resistant cancers. Curcumin is found to be so effective and demonstrate the efficiency of curcumin against these chemotherapy and radiation-resistant cancers. Curcumin tops the list.
Isn't that phenomenal?
Now, these are from these different scientific journals we mentioned before.
Scientific medical studies. That's it.
Now,
not us.
The cancers, is drug resistant, cancers multi-drug resistant. Curcumin has beneficial effect in each of those cancers that are drug resistant and multi-drug resistant. And there's curcumin, no less than 97 studies indicating that curcumin induces cell death or sensitive drug resistant cancer cell lines to conventional treatment.
Wow, so it even helped with those that had chosen to go that way.
And it goes on.
And it goes on.
They've also identified 28 studies.
Wow.
Study,
all these medical studies.
By medical authorities.
And yet it's not applied.
28 additional studies on curcumin's ability to either induce cell death or sensitize multi-drug-resistant cancer cell lines to conventional treatment.
Making okay. even those cancer cells more susceptible to being wiped out.
That's right.
That's what
That's
they're
right.
making
That's
the right. point. And they've known this, all these studies through all these years, and yet they don't apply it.
And there's something that I've mentioned several times is, again, getting back to inflammation, folks, chronic inflammation. And that all disease scenarios emanate from chronic inflammatory state in different cells, different areas of your body.
Right, and the American Medical Association said that years ago and said all the major killing diseases are caused by inflammation.
That's right.
That's what
right.
they said.
And so that's how extensive the beneficial effects of pain power can be applied. I'm not saying it's a cancer cure.
No.
I'm not.
Right.
Not saying any of that. What I'm saying is that it's been shown to reduce chronic inflammation
right.
throughout your body. Okay? So that's why it relieves pain, because if two bones are rubbing together, that's inflammation. And pain power can help reduce that inflammation.
Right.
With every other negative scenario in the health development of your body, inflammation is at its core.
Right, and what's good is good, that you may be thinking you want to apply, making any claims for cures, we might want to apply this natural combination because you have, a strained back or arms or this, that. But it also can be helping eyesight, it can be helping in the lungs, it could be helping to protect you. It can help in a myriad other ways. No downside, upside.
That's right.
And, I'd like to be called Brainy.
Okay, Brainy.
I think if I could rename myself from Mona, I would like to have the name Brainy, okay?
Oh, that's a cute name.
I don't know. It just occurred to me now. That'd be very good,
okay?
But if I can't be named Brainy, I would like to be Brainy, okay? So this is a way that tells me, okay? And here we are again. Let me quote. I'm quoting the doctors here. When it's working at its best, your brain, like the rest of your body, remains on a daily rhythm that synchronizes its cellular activities with the functions of your digestive tract, heart, liver, kidneys, and other organs. If those daily rhythms, called your circadian rhythms, weaken or falter, then your sleep is disrupted. Your mood deteriorates. Your thinking can grow cloudy as the production of neurotransmitters in your brain is thrown off kilter. But researchers have discovered that one particular antioxidant nutrient helps resynchronize the circadian rhythms in the body to keep your memory and intellectual abilities intact. Wow, okay? So I'd like you, okay, in a minute or two, I'm going to give this to you, sweetie, okay? Because it's a long article, but very important. The master biological clock of your body is located in a part of the brain called the suprachiasmatic nucleus. That's where 20,000 neurons are in charge of maintaining the brain's daily cycles, like feeling sleepy at night and alert when the sun's up, keeping them correctly aligned with the time of day and what's going on in the rest of your bodies. Those neurons start to fail with age. The consequences are big, including a reduction in your body's ability to fight disease and increased vulnerability to emotional stress, insomnia, and memory problems. But let's start reading what researchers at Oregon State University found out, right in the middle there.
Alrighty.
Researchers at Oregon State University.
The researchers at Oregon State University have discovered that the antioxidant nutrient R-alpha-lipoic acid, which is used in the body to make energy by breaking down carbohydrates, actually helps get circadian functions back on track. And although much of the Oregon State research focused on the circadian rhythms of the liver, the researchers say that that function could explain why R-alpha-lipoic acid is so crucial for many physiological functions in the human body.
Can I ask one question?
Mm-hmm.
When they're talking about how this helps the R, the 100% natural R-A-L-A, alpha-lipoic acid, that form, creates a better circadian rhythms, does that mean you're going to start dancing again, dear? Because, you know, is that the circadian rhythm, is that the one that Gene Kelly and Fred Astaire had that made them dance and everything else like that? Maybe this is You know, Gary, maybe this is the answer. Maybe this is the dream I've had all this time. Because 100% R alpha lipoic acid creates new circadian rhythms, as well as all the brain and the good sleep and the mood and all the other things it's doing. Maybe it'll get you dancing across the street.
Well, honey, my heart is dancing, but my feet don't follow what
get
my heart wants to do.
Get the feet to move. Our friends are saying, and they even come in, our darling friends say, is he dancing yet? I said, could you give him a boot in the butt? Could you get the guy? Okay.
All right.
Go ahead about circadian rhythms.
Should we get back to science here now?
Get back to science.
Okay. Our alpha lipoic is used in the body to make energy by breaking down carbohydrates, which helps get circadian functions back on track. But I've got a very low-carb diet to begin with.
Exactly. But okay. The RF alpha lipoic acid is known for glucose stabilization, and it's the leader in Europe for doing that, and the brain.
And thank you very much. And although much of the Oregon State research focused on the circadian rhythms of the liver, the researchers say this function could explain why our alpha lipoic acid is so crucial for many physiological functions in the human body, from the helping to improve memory and heart function to supporting muscle performance, keeping blood sugar levels under control, and offsetting negative consequences of aging.
And can I say one more thing? Remember the big thing that the European doctors, beside the memory and blood sugar, the big thing that they used it for and that they found was, and this was a translation from their quote, was that it prevented and reversed diabetic or any kind of neuropathy and retinopathy, nerve damage throughout the body, and retinopathy in the retina in the eyes. That's what they established many, many decades ago, even though you often hear, well, when nerve cells die, they can't be regenerated. Hello.
That's not true.
Hello.
That's right.
Listen to the European physicians. Go ahead.
Again, talking about memory, the alpha lipoic acid in the brain.
Oh, I forgot.
Okay.
Give me some right now, Gary.
Okay. Brain power. The product brain power, which creates new mitochondria and energy-producing cells in the brain and the heart and every muscle and cell in your body, but primarily the central nervous system, the heart and the brain. 5,000 mitochondria per cell when you're young. When you're my age, it's about 40 per cell. Using the brain power formula, which contains alpha lipoic acid, the two of them working together to really re-energize, create new mitochondria, energizing the cells, and making that brain-derived neurotrophic factor a major component of regenerating thought, emotions, stability of the brain. It's amazing. Going on the article. And helps to bring blood sugar under control, offsetting negative consequences of aging. The article goes on to say, this could be a breakthrough in our understanding of why our alpha lipoic acid is so important and how it functions, says researcher Tori Hagen. Circadian rhythms are day-night cycles that affect the daily ebb and flow of critical biological processes.
And that's been, you know, the R-alpha lipoic acid has been one of the two, along with acetyl-L-carnitine, the two main nutrients for regenerating memory and helping to reverse cognitive decline in different forms in Europe for more than half a century.
Along with the brain power.
That's right.
Repeating, circadian rhythms are day-night cycles that affect the daily ebb and flow of critical biological processes. The more we improve our understanding of them, the more we find them involved in so many aspects of life. It protects the brain from Alzheimer's-related damage.
Okay.
And there's another extension over here.
Okay. Yes, I'd like to read a few of those lines over there, my dear. Okay. Grab
all right, this relates to Alzheimer's. You take it over from here.
Yes. Oh, thank you, dear. No, was that an implication, sweetie?
No, I think you could remember that.
Yes, okay. Alzheimer's disease is sometimes called diabetes of the brain. They quote that because that is a medical term frequently used now, because it is closely associated with high blood sugar metabolic syndrome and involves a disruption in neurons' ability, that's nerves' ability, to use sugar for energy. But lab tests have demonstrated that R-ALA can improve neurons' glycolysis, or the use of sugar to fuel cellular functions. The researchers conclude that RALA is a critical, quote, critical supplement to reinstate brain glucose metabolism, end quote, of doctors with a study cited. So it's no surprise that research has shown that RALA can help balance blood sugar in people with diabetes. Hello, how about Europe for half a century? As a result, researchers believe RALA can protect nerves from damage due to Alzheimer's. Another benefit is RALA's ability to reduce inflammation and damage from accumulated toxic form of iron in brain cells. Numerous studies have found there's an imbalance of this form of iron in brain cells that impairs cognitive function. And a study by researchers in Italy and Switzerland showed the RALA, when combined with vitamin D3, can repair oxidative damage in neurons and also improve the beneficial activities of astrocytes, immune cells that protect the brain. The study found that these nutrients keep toxic iron from collecting in neurons and disrupting their function, that study's quoted. What's more, RALA lowers total cholesterol, as confirmed in a 16-week study, and all kinds of things like that. And one last sentence here of the doctors, all the doctors' references. Added to brain benefits, folks can use RALA to help them lose weight. We reported on that here. I'm just saying our stuff. A review of research at Yale that analyzed 10 studies of dieters who used RALA found that these studies showed significant weight loss to those who took the RALA.
Amazing, amazing, amazing.
It is. Étonnant, as the French say, astonishing. Mm-hmm. I love the fact that I once learned French. The words keep coming to me. And, hon, I've got to share this with you because it's so important that we don't forget this. I know that I didn't forget this when I was pregnant with my kids. Even we may not have known a lot in a lot of different areas, but one thing we did know, we knew how important the super pure fish oils were for the brain, the eyesight, the heart, everything. That's why mommies took it when they were sensible. We asked you, dear, what did you want to say?
I was going to say just that, the super pure omega-3 fish oils reduce inflammation in the brain, along with the rest of your body. And that, again, works hand in glove with what we've just been discussing.
That's right. And this is here, quoting this study, if you have this in your blood, you may be safe from COVID-19, the study says. I'm quoting, it's not antibodies alone that could protect you from developing a serious case of COVID. According to the new study conducted by researchers at the Fatty Acid Research Institute, FARI, and Cedars-Sinai Medical Centers of Los Angeles and Orange County, having adequate levels of the purest form of omega-3 fatty acids in your blood could keep you from developing underlying severe COVID. Okay? And I'd like you to go on reading about this study published right here. Okay? The study published. Second paragraph.
Verbatim, folks. Here it goes. This study, published in the January 20th issue of the journal Prostaglandins, Leukotrienes, and Essential Fatty Acids. That's the name of the journal. Found that among a group of 100 individuals hospitalized with COVID, those with the highest level of omega-3 fatty acids in their blood were at reduced risk of dying from COVID. In fact, they were 75% less likely to die.
Could you take a breath? Yes, go right ahead. Go right ahead. I want them to hear that again. Say it again.
In fact, they were 75% less likely to die than patients with lower circulating omega-3 levels from fish. Overall, patients with lower omega-3 levels in their bloodstream were 4 times likelier to die than those with the higher omega-3 levels.
That's 400%. 400%. More likely to die if you didn't have high levels of the super pure omega-3 fish oil.
And what is considered a high level? Well, the work that's been done in thousands of studies for years, we've said this before, but let me say it again because it's very pertinent to this particular article. And that is that physicians have found, research scientists have found, from a myriad of tests done on super omega-3 fish oils, molecularly distilled, shows that when you get 3 grams of the two components of omega-3, which are EPA and DHA, those two components are called omega-3. when you get the omega-3 levels of 3 grams per day or 3,000 milligrams, you provide your brain and your heart, your entire anatomy, the perfect lube job for your eyes, for your blood vessels, for your tiniest capillaries, reducing inflammation, enhancing neurotransmitter activity throughout your entire body, especially where? In your brain. That's major neurotransmitter activity right between your ears. And the super omega-3 fish oils do that, according to the research that's been proven time and time again. So going back, the pilot study shows a 400% that nutritionally available clean marine fatty acids help reduce risk for adverse outcomes of COVID patients, says the lead author, Arish Asher, MD, said in a statement.
By 400%, and mm-hmm. and can you? I want to be sure that you define what the super pure is, okay?
Well, it's molecularly distilled.
That's right. That the understanding that that's a world of difference between anything general about fish oils.
That's right.
It has to be that way.
It's clean of all of any pollutant. Okay.
That's right. That's right. And no toxin has been used to make that happen. No toxin whatsoever is present. That's the important thing. Molecular distillation.
An August 2020 study published in Elsevier Public Health Emergency Collection publication found that super omega-3 fatty acid supplementation reduces systemic inflammation, which I just discussed with you, that could lead to more severe COVID endings, as in death. Okay? So again, what are we presenting here for you? Natural, healthy ways of maintaining your life.
That's right.
Free of all the complications that plague so many people. And helping to restore an immune system that functions as it was designed to function, as it functioned when you were much younger. And keeping away from sugars, which create inflammation. Keeping away from simple carbohydrates. The breads, pastas, bagels, cereals, grains, granolas, muffins, crackers, cookies, chips, doodahs, whiz bangs, yum-yums, and wee-wees. All those things that we have to have on a regular basis because they taste so good. But they create inflammation.
And there are wonderful alternatives that you can use. Ketogenic snacks, ketogenic, without the sugars, very delicious, very good for you without any of those things.
But if you want something that's sweet, have some blueberries, some organic blueberries.
And we're not stressing fruit, just the berries are the lowest sugar fruit, okay?
And organic raspberries.
That's right, just some of that.
Because they, not only do they have low sugar, but they have proanthocyanidins, which build strong cell wall connective tissue, which makes each cell in your body, how many trillions of cells do you have? Each one of those have stronger cell walls, which impedes the progression, the progression of any infection or disease. As long as the cell wall has perfect integrity, it can't be broken through and spread the fire of disease throughout your body.
Right, and you know, I'm always very happy when I see or read anything from one of the top leading holistic medical doctors in the United States is Jonathan Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, M-D, head of Tahoma Clinic. He's so famous and yet he's so absolute about using nutrients to help us maintain terrific health.
Well,
he was the one that talked me about...
He solved your Crohn's condition.
He did, which I'd gotten... I'd never been sick in my life with my gut, but I got it got terrible Crohn's after 1 week of using an antibiotic that has been used liberally lately, supposedly anti-COVID, and this antibiotic because I was performing and I made a mistake of using it that time, and I hadn't used antibiotics.
You were losing your voice. You had to go on that night.
Yes.
So
okay.
You took the antibiotic.
And it was for the week that I used it. And after that, violent diarrhea, violent pain, violent, and then got diagnosed with Crohn's. I came near death. And he, thank God, at that time, couldn't work. I was at the point of exiting the planet. And you were trying to get something there I could put down. And you went back to the store. And he came in at that time visiting. He loved Alive and Well. And he was lecturing here in Maui. And you talked to him and weeping and said, please help. And he says, you got it right on the shelf. This is what I use, and he pointed to Ultra Silver.
Mm-hmm.
That was the Ultra Silver. He says she got it from that drug Nobody believed me, you know, but I said the same thing. She got it from that drug, which caused this resistant bacteria to grow up and cause this damage. That is an antiviral, antibacterial. It's the ultra silver, the 9999 nanoparticle, right?
Right.
And used it, and I was perfectly fine after a week and completely recovered. It's a miracle worker right there. But Jonathan Wright was saying something else, and that he and you could have danced to this one, he and you. Well, this is his new info that he's putting out. He's calling it Body Language 2021. What our bodies tell us about our health.
All right,
listen
let's
to
hear it.
This. Hair loss usually indicates low amino acids. I'm quoting Dr. Wright. Minerals and other nutrients caused by poor digestion due to inadequate stomach acid and inadequate digestive enzymes, showing us that absorption of nutrients from our intestines into our bodies is less than optimal. Listen, Dan.
I'm listening,
the doctor's
baby.
Talking, saying your words here.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, Dr. Wright, but, you know, you're both singing the same song and dancing the same dance, right? Saying Dr. Wright says, less than optimal stomach acid production, which doesn't completely digest protein eaten into its component amino acids, which we all know are very necessary to keep hair growing, is also inadequate dietary protein and other amino acids due to this poor assimilation. Less than optimal assimilation can be made aggravated by gluten sensitivity and candida overgrowth in the gut, okay? So isn't that interesting? He's talking the same thing that even what you never connect, you know, you might hair loss, this type of thing, can be caused because there are nutrients needed for that. And if you have, like he said, not just the digestive enzymes, but less than optimal stomach acid production.
And that statement applies to every ill health scenario, because the nutrients you're eating aren't getting to the right locale in your body. You're not digesting them properly. You're not absorbing them properly. Therefore, they can't be utilized properly. And therefore, that presents an opening for the pathogens to run rampant and do what they do.
That's exactly okay? Right. And you know what else, Dan? He says? He says B-complex vitamins, okay? Okay? Can help slow or stop it, okay? He says scalp hair loss in men can be caused by nearly all the same things. He says men or women. Very often, hair dull and lifeless often means insufficient essential fatty acids from fish oil, just like you said. And he said, but add the B-complex vitamins noted above. He says they are essential to the strength and health and preventing loss of hair. Can you talk a little bit about why and how the stress B gone is so superior to what might ordinarily been thinking of as a regular B complex?
Well, the stress B gone is, as the title implies, a B complex, which reduces stress. How does that happen? Because the B vitamins are so pertinent in helping to reduce inflammation of your central nervous system. Inflammation through lack of proper nutrient availability. When the B complexes are there, they put into progression, into process, the entire regeneration of your central nervous system. So the stress is alleviated. It's lessened. They maintain better normal metabolism of every function in your body. Your liver is very particularly susceptible to lack of B vitamins and protein. And he gets into that in both of those components in that article.
He does, exactly. And you know what he says, too? Something I didn't know. Which goes back to, again, the stomach acid situation. Mm-hmm. He said rosacea, with or without acne. You know, rosacea is that flaming red rash on the face, okay?
Right.
Okay, and here I'm quoting him. Research proven as far back as the 1920s to be caused by bacteria growing in the stomach because of insufficient stomach acid production. He's taking the hydrochloric acid and the enzyme with pepsin, and the enzymes almost always clears the rosacea and keeps it away.
Beautiful.
Just as importantly, it improves digestion and maintains overall health. Okay.
Uh-huh.
So again, who would think, but that connection is all of that very, very, very important too. Food allergies and acne. Zinc is important to give because, and he says here for food allergies and acne, okay, in adults, okay? He says fish oils are very helpful in helping to overcome acne in adults. So that's another important point on that, too. And atopic dermatitis. He says test your low vitamin D3 levels because vitamin D3 helps atopic dermatitis. This is what the doctor was saying. Mm-hmm. Now, I didn't know that, did you?
I did not, no.
I didn't know.
I knew it was primarily instrumental in increasing natural killer cells for your immune system. That is remarkable for the brain and the heart. But that particular subject, I did not know.
I didn't know either, but this I did know. He says, this happens a lot. He says, easy bruising is low in vitamin K2, the MK7, MK2. And boost your vitamin K2. And he says, and that will help prevent the bruises. We've talked about that before, mm-hmm. that it has a lot to do with getting the plaque out of the veins and arteries, getting the calcification out of the arteries, working with D3 to put it in the bones where it belongs, building up the bone health, but making the capillaries, the veins and arteries, much healthier, and they don't fracture and burst with blood so
and
readily.
And they don't become brittle and hardened.
That's exactly right.
You know,
that's exactly.
Deposits. We're talking about the fish oil and the COVID. I want to bring up a subject that I think will be of interest to everybody, and that is COVID and the pandemic and all the problems we've been going through for the last year or more. And the genius Dr. Fauci, who says that, first of all, he says you don't need to wear a mask. And then he says, yes, well, you better wear a mask. Then he says you better wear two masks. And then he says you better wear three masks. And he was being interviewed. He says, I've received my COVID inoculation, and but you still have to wear a mask because you never know. And he was given an interview. And the interviewer was asking him, what are the other things that you're doing to help prevent your infection? He says, well, I take vitamin D3. And the interviewer says, what? Yes, I take vitamin D3 and I take vitamin C because it boosts your immune system.
Right.
And great. Thank you, Dr. Fauci, for doing that. I appreciate that. I appreciate that you have the determination to keep yourself well by using nutrients.
That's right. And he
now,
did
one more thing
quote.
I want to ask,
that's
Doctor.
That's the exact quote, yes.
What I want to ask Dr.
Yes.
Fauci is, why don't you tell everybody this?
He should,
okay.
But he didn't. His exact quote to the Journal of the American Medical Association was, vitamin D3 helps the immune system fight off bacteria and viruses. And according to the Journal of the American Medical Association, he said in a September interview that he takes vitamin D3 because it has does have an impact on your susceptibility to infection, and he doesn't mind recommending it, and he now includes vitamin C. His exact
but
quote
would
on
he
that
please
one.
Go on television and give interview after interview saying, folks, there's more to health than just another drug. Your immune system is what stops the disease in the first place. The drugs are used as a crutch to try to stimulate your immune system. But by taking vitamin D3, as holistic physicians have been saying for years, and vitamin C, and while you're at it, some quercetin, as Dr. Siegel says, all right, those things prevent and build up your immune system, preventing disease.
That's right. Exactly right. And when you want to learn more and you want to experience the best, come to Alive and Well, okay? And don't remember the broth cafe at Alive and Well, because you're so healthy by taking those foods and everything. You got to call in. We'll have it all set for you. Come in. Pick out your choices. Call the 877-4950. Set up a time with Dennis and me. We'd love to talk with you. And no charge, of course.
And just go to your app, Broth at Alive and Well. Do the whole process right there. This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you folks one more time
that
optimum health is alive and well
in Kahului.
Aloha.